I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon show live at Cheltenham. It was Gold Cup Day. Andy, what did you like?
Well, we started off with the extensive diary, yes. And then we had a bit of a chat with Paddy before his tips, which was fun. Ed Chamberlain, we caught up with him. I don't know if that'll be in there because it might be a few tips, but never mind. We had a nice pie delivered to us by Neil, the wine tipster. Vanessa Feltz contributed in a very strange way.
She did.
Keith Allen was fun, and Charlie caught up with Alan.
That's right, Alan Brazil was a no-show this morning. But anyway, here it all is.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul, and good old Alan. He loves the three-day meeting at Cheltenham.
He does. That's right. He hated it when they extended it to an extra day.
Honestly, really.
Anyway. I think Charlie's going to try and hunt him down because he's here. He's rallied.
Oh, he's recovered.
He's rallied.
It's like Lazarus.
A Lazarus-like recovery. So if Charlie can find him, we'll get a word with him later.
Now, our assistant producer and betting virgin, Ruben.
Yes.
He won again, and at first it was a bit of fun, you know, and now it's just annoying. He's 180 quid up. Guess who isn't coming next year?
Yes. Yesterday he said, he has been gambling responsibly. He's never done it before.
He's 24.
He's 24 years old. He's had one bet a day. And then he walks away from it.
He's very disciplined.
And at one point, he said, I think this one's going to win. Trust me. Trust me.
Trust me.
But no, he's been incredibly sensible about it, which is good.
I was reduced to asking him for a tip in the last. And we're now calling him Ruben Walsh.
Yes, of course. Now, your diary. What's in the diary?
Well, it's part of the diary. Actually started.
Oh, fair enough. I didn't realise. Normally, you say, this is my diary, because you're not normally that good at segueing into stuff. Every day, Andy sort of tells you. Do you know that, as we've said before, that thing of what happens on tour stays on tour. Not with Andy. What happens on tour is written in Andy's book and then put out in the airways the following day. So what happened?
Well, this week we've been with Rupert.
Yes.
Ruben.
Yeah.
And Rufus.
Yeah.
All we need now are tips from RuPaul Jacobs.
Yes. That's it. Good. Nice.
Absolutely. And newsreader Ben Fletcher there. He was here yesterday.
He was.
We arrived at the Paddy Power box to see him celebrating a winner in the 410. He was going completely mad.
Yeah. I thought he'd paid the mortgage off.
How much have you won? He went 30 quid.
Yes.
But he thought he'd won US Powerball. For God's sake. Ridiculous.
Oh, come on. A win's a win.
Yes, and we've been telling Rufus, our producer, who's quite posh, that when Rupert retires, he could be the new Talk TV royal correspondent.
Yes.
Or if heaven forbid Rupert passes on,
you
can commentate on his state funeral. Holly and Phil be there for the lying in state of Rupert.
Yeah.
Jumping the queue.
Keep it light. Keep it light, Andy. Poor old Rupert.
Oh, God. And back to Paddy's box. It was nice and quiet in the toilet, I noticed. Oh. We should have done the show from there yesterday.
Yes.
Would have been better for your voice.
It might have been, yeah. The voice has recovered
today.
They
had an incredibly high urinal in there. I thought perhaps it's for brand ambassador Peter Crouch.
High urinal?
High urinal.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I swiped a few name tags. Name tags.
Yes, in the Paddy Power box, a number of people had their own name tags
They're very
Power
useful as business
typeface.
Cards.
Typeface.
So, for example, I can present this one. Hi, I'm Rich Cacopolo
from
Untuckit Shirts.
Yes, not him. Yes.
This is my favourite. Paul O'Sullivan. I'm using this.
Paul O'Sullivan. We were wondering whether Paul O'Sullivan was the son.
Yeah, that's what I've done. I've gone around telling people, saying, I'm the son of Peter O'Sullivan. My name is Paul O'Sullivan. I can't stop speaking like this. I got it from my father. My mother doesn't speak like this, but I do.
Be great. Be fantastic.
These are great.
So that's a family trait. Yes, it's a family trait. We just can't help people
Bobby
all speak
Gannon.
Like this.
I thought it was Bobby Cannon.
No, Bobby Gannon. That's right. Good old Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hannah Bowler. Bowling Hannah.
Yeah, that's right.
That one's no good anyway.
And that's just somebody's name. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. All those people who got a name check who had a great day with Paddy yesterday, they enjoyed themselves.
Now, we bumped into Sean Custis in Paddy's box.
We did, yeah, from the Fine Sunday Show with Henry Winter.
Brilliant show. And I've suggested a new feature for their Sunday morning show, Bono versus Mono.
Okay.
It's the lead singer of U2. He does a minute on why Ben White should play for England. And Henry Winter does 60 seconds on whether With or Without You was U2's greatest song.
Nice.
I think it's going
to
work.
Yeah,
and first in the new
producer.
Series. Next week, World Cup winning captain Martin Johnson goes up against Henry in Jono versus Mono.
Okay.
You get the idea.
Fair
there.
Enough.
What else have I got here? I don't want to use it all in one go.
Okay.
We tried to get into the press box. A real Jobsworth on the door says our media passes didn't have a P on them.
Yes.
So I was so tempted to say, don't you know who we are?
Yeah.
I didn't.
She'd say no.
She would.
And that would serve you right. Never, ever utter. You said that once at Lord's when you, do you know who I am? The bloke said, no, mate. Don't know you from a bar of sun. Now go back down the stairs and clear off.
That was really good. The lookalikes this week have been absolutely terrible from the staff.
The producer, Rufus, we play lookalike cricket. If you see a lookalike, we post it on the WhatsApp group. And if it's a good one, you'll get 4 runs. You might get 2 runs, might get a sneaky single. And the bar is normally set very high with lookalike
cricket. Yeah, we've had some fabulous ones.
The late, great Andy Smart used to play with us every year.
Yeah,
he knew how high the bar was set. Unfortunately, the producer, Rufus, is just putting any old face down
there.
The
bloke with the glasses, he didn't even get his name. He went, Harry Porter.
Harry Porter. Britain's foremost Harry Potter tribute act.
Harry Porter.
I mean, just a bloke with glasses on. So have you really got to up your game, mate? If you're going to sit on this group.
I'm suffering from a crisis of confidence because we were on the...
Sorry, Crackers, who was with us the other day, says, I've got high you, Ryan, with the 3:30 at Plumpton today.
Yeah. We were doing a sort of little piece to camera for X, the opener, and we spotted Michelle Roux serving customers sort of across the way in the stand throughout, and we couldn't speak to him, but we waved and he saw us. And then he saw me and he started making this gesture of like a sort of basically a pregnant woman.
A great big
thinking,
belly.
Yeah, thanks.
He could see your derby.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a bit
which has not been helped by a week of cooked breakfast.
No,
has it?
Some people at all. And Max is going to a stake. Max, we should say, is our executive producer.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell people who they are.
Oh, that's good. Max. That's great you do that now because normally you just throw their names.
That's right. He's going to a stag do in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And he asked me if I'd ever been to Las Vegas. And I said, yes, in 1974. So he said, I won't ask you for any recommendations.
No. I mean, it was all desert. So you're going to say, go to the sands.
Breaking news, though.
You said the Rat Pack playing this weekend. Go and see them with you there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Breaking news, though. Ruben's not allowed to go to Vegas. He's been banned by the casinos.
Yeah.
They're running scared.
That's right. They don't want him there. They really don't want him
there. Anyway, more with the catch-up later when we go through all the bits I didn't use and you'll see why.
Okay, all the dregs, the real
dregs.
Barrel being scraped.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The draw for the Europa Conference League has been made and Aston Villa will play Lille. About fourth in the French league at the moment.
You'd feel that most of the English teams can deal with what they've got to deal with, really.
The semi-final draw means that if they come through that, they would play Olympiacos or Fenerbahce.
Yeah, I fancy them to get to the final. Obviously, Liverpool in the... they're not in that competition. No, I fancy them to do well in that with Unai Emery.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Let's start, Rupert, with getting your thoughts on Aston Villa's European draw. Lille, what did you make of that?
£120 return on Eurostar.
that's going to be one of the great joys of that trip, isn't it? You've got to get on there very, very quickly.
Well, I think my son has already been
brilliant.
On. Supposed to have been working. He says, Dad, are you coming? And I'm thinking, well, I can't even think what I'm doing in the next race. But it won't be long before they're going into starting. So I perhaps better not get distracted by a £120 return trip to Belgium.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
But it's another one for Ireland and another one for Willie Mullins.
Yes, you say likeable personality. I don't like it. Beat my horse. Done. It was a good race.
Cheltenham is a beautiful sight today. We're up on the balcony and we're crowds and crowds of people. Easily the busiest day. Always is. But after all the questions that have been asked this week about where Cheltenham's at, this is kind of glorious. Our producer was saying, well, it's a brilliant sight, isn't it, looking out over the course. And it's been sort of dreak most of the week.
No, I prefer it was raining.
Yes, exactly. But now you can see it, Rupert and Lizzie, in all its glory.
Yes,
it is a fantastic sight, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been talking this morning, actually, about how We're so used to seeing pictures of the Champion Chase and the Champion Hurdle, those kind of races, in sunlight, and the sun's, you know, shining on the silks, and the horses look amazing because their coats are so shiny. And this week it's been really grey and dull, hasn't it? I don't think that's really helped the mood at some points, but today is what we sort of all signed up for.
And it's so much, if you're right here, it means you can stand outside. It's very pleasant temperatures. It just, you know, the sun does put a smile on people's faces. It's as simple as that. And that was a good race, and at 6-1, you know, that feels like, you know, lots of people would have been on that probably. And, well, that's a good start. JP McManus Colours coming home once again, celebrating a victory at Cheltenham. So a good positive start to this final day, as Lizzie is alluding to, in a week that hasn't always gone smoothly for the people here at Cheltenham.
No, it's a great sight. Lizzie said silks there, but you know, in the old days, they used to wear the, like, woolly jumpers.
Yes, I know. I mean, when the very old days. You don't remember them wearing woolly jumpers,
do
you?
I do remember wearing, like, Josh Gifford and people like that.
Wow, so imagine that, Lizzie. I mean, you were a jockey. The idea of wearing a sort of thick woolly, the way that goalkeepers used to.
Yeah. Well,
in the day.
I mean, when I rode point-to-pointing, it wasn't the rarest thing in the world for someone to hand over a colours bag and you pulled out a woolly jumper.
What if it was raining?
Well, if it was raining, you just got very, very heavy.
Heavy.
It's like a handicap system, wasn't it?
as the race went on.
You just wring yourself out at the end.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, obviously the silks are called silks because they are made of silk. But yeah,
yes.
No, I very much remember the woolly jumper. And thankfully you don't see them very much anymore. But because, of course, the silks look lovely in the sunlight because the material is shiny.
And in flat racing, they are figure hugging.
There's
well,
slightly,
that depends
on your
there's a
size,
lovely,
I suppose.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
So there's a lovely mural in the as you walk down the course of all the colours of the Gold Cup winners. It's a really lovely
place. Yeah, just as you come into the course.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
So, before we talk about the pie, which is really, you know, the only thing Andy can concentrate on at the moment because it's sitting in front of him like a dog, basically. Can't take his eyes off the pie. Yeah, earlier on we called up with our old mate Ed Chamberlain, presenter on ITV Racing, of course. And he loves his Saints as well. So we covered plenty of ground and got some tips for the Gold Cup.
Just before we started recording, we were watching here on the big screens at Cheltenham. You have the great old commentaries of Sir Peter O'Sullivan. Oh. But you were doing Sir Peter O'Sullivan karaoke there. Desert Orchid.
Yeah, Andy Jacobs. Peter O'Sullivan's better than mine, actually. Yeah. Beginning to get up.
Yeah, I only make the noise. I can't actually think of anything to say whatsoever. I just keep speaking. It doesn't really come out.
Andy was saying we saw this guy yesterday called Paul O'Sullivan. And we wondered if he was his son and he still speaks like that all the time.
It's time to go to the bathroom.
I was saving that for the diary, but I've got his business card and I'm going to pretend that I'm actually his son.
Spell wrong.
It is. Only you know that.
So, yeah, what's the week been like for you?
Crikey, Tuesday feels like about a month ago.
Yeah.
A roller coaster, Paul, I think it's fair to say. A lot of negativity within racing coming into this week, and crowds have been down. Willie Mullins has dominated, but it's been great. I mean, Yesterday was magic. Cheltenham felt like Cheltenham again. Whoever gave the halftime team talk to the Brits, and we're without our star player.
Mm.
We haven't got a Flynn Downs in the English team with Nicky Henderson missing. And it's still whatever the score is now, and the Brits have done okay, 12-8 is it? And yesterday, with Sir Alex Ferguson, Harry Redknapp, Jeremy Scott trained a winner, Gordon Elliott got on the scoreboard, for me and the audience we talked to, it was magic.
Yeah, absolute magic.
I feel so bad, though, because all the people who read the classified football results, I went with James Alexander Gordon at the end of the ITV show. I'm not sure many people watching would have known what I was talking about, but I gave the halftime score, then I gave the full-time score, and I finished with the words, Sir Alex Ferguson, 2... Harry Redknapp won. It was magic. Honestly, it was
4 million people going, what?
Well, they should keep up.
That bloody idiot from football, they were thinking.
They should know their history. So, a Gold Cup.
Sorry, Adam Lambourne and everyone else.
Yeah. Saints.
Oh, the annual question.
In the mix, losing a little bit of ground on the top two.
It's been so much fun, Paul.
Yeah.
And I've been retained. I've got my favourite gig of the year back. I'm doing the Saints Awards at the end of the season. I'm back.
That'll be quite upbeat, I think.
It has been so much fun this season. No VAR is the best thing about the Championship.
Yeah.
Winning football matches is quite fun.
Yeah.
And something I haven't been used for in the last few years. And with a 14-year-old son who lives and breathes it, we've had a whale of a time.
Oh,
that's great.
And we've got so many matches in April. I'm going to spend half of April at St Mary's and flying around the country. I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm dreading the playoffs, which it looks like where we're heading. Part of me is a neutral, Paul. I don't know what you think. The three coming straight back down and the three going straight back up would be...
Yeah, it's never a good look, is it?
We love the playoffs. They're great. Yeah, exciting. Yeah, yeah.
So it's good to have Ipswich in the mix, and fair play to them for doing so, but I hope it's us. Yeah. I'm not sure my heart could take a day at Wembley in May, to be honest with you. But it's been great fun, and Russell Martin has been a breath of fresh air, and I've absolutely loved the championship. I really genuinely have.
What a mess.
There's Ed Chamberlain, our mate Ed Chamberlain there from ITV Racing. Now, while Ed was, we're playing you that out now, chat with Ed earlier on, Neil Phillips, the wine tipster, has popped in to see us again, and he's armed with the Cheltenham pie. He brought us one last year, and as we said, brings back memories of our good friend Andy Smart, who stood there with a spoon devouring it around the Gold Cup commentary. But it's a sort of just slightly bigger than A4 pie. It's served. It's a beef and ale pie.
He was telling us that the chefs, they make 25 a day of these. Going back from when? Yeah. November or something?
Well, we're going to give a shout out to two of the chefs. They're both Liverpool fans. They've been putting 25 of these a day together for the festival. Tommy and Peter. So well done, Tommy and Peter.
Pastry everywhere. It's all gone on the table. You said, we've got to interview Johnny May, and you've got a pie all over the place. He won't mind.
Just look at the state of it. I mean, I don't need anybody eat anything in a messier way. It's not on your clothes, it's on your book, it's on the floor.
It's everywhere, really.
Such a messy
It's lovely, though.
Grown man.
Can't really take it home with us.
No, we can't. The team can see that off a little bit later.
Now, if we want food here at Cheltenham, because we're sort of very, very important, not really, but we get vouchers
very, very important.
The Jockey Club, there we get vouchers to spend.
Yes.
And Rufus has got a fistful of vouchers.
He has. What a film that was.
Clint Eastwood, I believe.
Yeah.
And so we've had unlimited flat whites and flat pasties.
Yes.
Tremendous.
That has been very true. Charlie's come in. I think you'll want to try the Cheltenham pie.
Charlie, have a look at this pie, mate.
This is the,
delicious.
Grab yourself a fork, Charlie. The beef and ale. Mm. I think this is right up your street.
Of course, I can't eat the pastry.
Oh, no. Do you want a bit of the meat?
I can try the inside, you know.
I think you'll enjoy his going
what,
in.
What meat is it?
It's beef. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, very nice.
It's delicious, mate, I promise you.
Yep. Here we go, Charlie Baker.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, I tell you what.
That's good, isn't it?
Well done. Well done, Tommy.
It'll be much better with a bit of a gluten wrap around it.
When we should have to add that when we met up with Ed Chamberlain, well, we were sort of, you were doing the rendezvous, weren't you?
Yes, rendezvous text. Yeah.
And you nearly sent him a kiss in the message.
I mean, do you know, you just automatically, I'm just saying, Ed, we'll meet you up by the parade ring at 11 o'clock. A bit of an X there. I mean, we occasionally hug out. We've known each other a long time. But I don't think I've ever kissed Ed.
The other thing as well
love
is
you. Love you, Ed. Love you.
Love you.
You'd think that our staff had never stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
Rufus had walked out with like whole bottles of Harrogate water.
Yeah.
And apparently Ruben stole the flannels.
Oh, Ruben.
So poor.
And him, a man of money.
I know. The money he's coming to last days.
Unbelievable.
He's left hotel with a flannel.
Good.
Never seen a flannel before. Is this true? Flannel? No?
Stolen flannel.
He had this look of indignation on his face. I said, have you stolen the flannel? He said, oh, yeah, I've stolen the flannel.
Wow, they'll charge you for it. They will.
They probably will, actually.
Just bumped into a big bunch of lads who sang Gold by Spandau Ballet for me. Just all of them at once.
Nicely?
No one knows the lyrics to Gold by Spandau Ballet.
Ah, really?
Is what we're learning. So I thought maybe we'll play that one out.
Yeah.
And I'll go out and try and see if anyone knows
that. Because you know the
whole lyrics.
Did I sing it earlier on?
Okay,
you did catch up with a brilliant band here. We'll play that a little bit later.
Yeah, lovely,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've finished now. They finish at about 12:30, but they're just by one of the entrances. Do you remember what they called again, Charlie?
The Money... No, money for old rope band.
I'll tell you what, there's something, the
Fat Cat Brass Band.
We can bring it to you now. They are excellent, and they stand by the entrance.
I'm glad because I can get a bit more pie.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I burnt my tongue on the inside.
Yeah. So anyway.
I've said that before.
This is the band. Charlie caught up with them, and they're really excellent. If you're ever at Cheltenham, go and check them out. Listen to this.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Thanks, Bob. What's the name of the band?
We're called Fat Cat Brass.
Fat Cat Brass. They're on stilts. The bloke's on stilts. They're playing drums. Hello, mate.
How's it going? Have a good day?
Yeah, very good day. Thank you. You're on the drums. Is this a self-designed drum kit?
Yeah, build it all myself.
good stuff. What's your name?
My name's Mitch.
Mitch there, I'm not from the DSS, don't worry. And you're on the sousaphone here.
I am, yep.
Not
yep.
the tuba, I got that right, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah, sousaphone, well done.
And what's
yeah.
your name?
I'm Karen.
Nice to see you, Karen. And you've been playing here all week?
Yes, yep. it's Tuesday, yeah. Yeah, every day in the morning.
Do people request stuff for you, try and knock you off your stilts, or have they been pretty good?
Oh, they're all good.
They're all good. They're all good stuff. What's the most requested song?
Oh, it's probably Freed From Desire, isn't it? That we just played. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. A couple of big football song, isn't it? Yeah, okay. You're going to play us out. What are you going to play us out with?
Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Don't You Want Me, Baby. But what are you going to play us out with? Okay, little joke there for you. Okay. Don't You Want... Here they come, the Fat Cat Brass Band with Don't You Want Me, Baby.
Just thought I was joining in, trying to get something out of the app.
Yeah, that's right.
No, she was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. Well, that much is true.
Yeah, that's why it's true.
But one of them, the lead, I don't know, he's not a singer, but the lead, whatever he
trumpeter.
Was.
Yeah.
Trumpeter.
Yeah.
He's on stilts, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Quite a few of them are on
two
stilts.
Drummers on stilts.
You went to speak to him. I thought he was going to take your head off with those cymbals.
Oh, yeah, he did. He leaned into chat to me and nearly cut my throat with
like
a zildjian.
Like Odd Job.
Yeah, not good.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Bucky states the dirty protest. Yeah, how can we invite guests?
Yeah, you dropped a whole lot over my notes.
Well, better that than on the table. I mean, I feel for anybody. What's Keith Allen going to make of that?
It's not
really.
Great, is it? I think
what's Johnny May going to make of that?
We'll have to turn the
beast of the field, Andy. I've never seen a man eat like it in my life. Now, sometimes you just get a bit of a daft idea.
Yes.
And this actually was last year. We were coming back from Cheltenham last year, and we were thinking... we had this idea called Feltz Tips.
Yes.
This is Vanessa Feltz, of course, Talk TV presenter, queen of TV.
And our old producer, John Cadigan, fair play to him, he reminded me this morning.
Yes. And we said to ourselves coming in, they said, well, Vanessa won't do that. She don't want to sully herself by doing something as daft as that. But we thought we'll ask. You never know, unless you ask.
You never
find out. So we did, and God bless you, she said yes. So here they are, possibly for the first... And last time, it's Feltz Tips.
It's time for Feltz Tips.
Hey, Paul, Andy, how are you? It's Vanessa Feltz here, and what a huge honour it is to be featuring on your magnificent show. Of course, I'm loving your coverage of Cheltenham. Who wouldn't? It's fabulous. So far, I've had a few flutters. I've won nothing whatsoever, so you'd have to think twice about taking my advice. But for the Gold Cup live on TalkSport at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon, my hot tip is Jungle Boogie. Let's hope he wins and does the business for all of us. Lots of love, guys. Big kiss. Vanessa.
Thanks a bunch. That was Felt's Chips.
Wow. Even Fletcher's got in on the act.
Is that Fletch?
Yeah, that was Fletch doing a bit of VO work there.
Man, I love Vanessa Felt.
Good old Vanessa. Isn't that lovely of her to do that?
She's been loving our show all week. I bet she hasn't heard a word of it.
Come on, Andy. She's put, you know, she's a pro. She says stuff like that.
I know.
But isn't it lovely of her to do that? Anyway, I loved your Jungle material. Boogie. Jungle Boogie, if you'd like to give that a go.
I love your Paul O'Sullivan material.
Vanessa is back on Talk TV from 4 p.m. today, so don't miss her. The producer's gone a bit mad back in London. He said, look, we thought next time we might do Vanessa Felt's Tips Pens, which is around penalty shootouts and who's going to win them. But I think we're pushing that a bit too far. Anyway, let's cross to Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly. They're about to bring us a commentary of our second race of the afternoon, the County Hurdle.
Full up, man.
You've worked with Vanessa, haven't you, Rupert, in your role as Talk TV's royal correspondent?
We're joined at the hip.
I'm sure you are.
I'm not sure that's quite the right phrase I should have used, but anyway. But I have done a lot of work with Vanessa in with my royal hat on. So
nice.
Did you hear us earlier that we've decided that when you retire, yeah, Rufus is going to take over from you?
Yeah.
Well,
and I did say, if you unfortunately pass on, he can commentate on your state funeral.
Yeah. Well, it may not be that far away.
It does say a lot, Rupert, about the pool of posh people at Talk Sport. There's basically you and Rufus. That's
well,
it.
Basically, that's why I got the job, because I was called Rupert.
We know that.
But I've got four names, so therefore I probably think that adds to you being thinking you're posher than you actually are.
Oh,
but anyway,
I see.
So yeah, therefore you go. But and it's appropriate that this coverage is being brought to you on a wing and a prayer by Whispering Angel. So now we're talking about death. So you know.
Yes.
So anyway,
the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, we have been joined in the Paddy Power box at Cheltenham by actor Keith Allen. Keith, good to see you.
How are you?
Yes, you've become a bit of a fixture. We invite you along. You're quite local, aren't you?
Yeah, not far, but every year I come here, and every year there's somebody who goes, I know the back roads. Yeah. So I fell for it again this year. 3 miles I walked.
Oh, really?
3 miles.
In that jacket?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
that's quite
with
bold.
That hat on.
We can't say what
the
hat says.
No, I can't say what the hat says, little badge that a friend of Keith's put on a hat. There's something that he says he likes. Yeah. And it's got quite a bit of coverage.
It's had a reaction.
That is a beautiful coat, though, Keith.
Thank you so much.
What's
the
story?
I bought it in an Indian shop when I was doing Christmas Carol in Nottingham, and I went in and I said to the guy, how much do you want for that? And he said 120. And I went, no. He went, 100. No. 85. And I said, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And he took it down and look at it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like made to measure.
It's kind of brocade.
It's beautiful,
really
isn't it?
It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's not cultural appropriation, it's style.
So was it just on a whim? You saw it.
I'm sure
thought,
I saw one of the jockeys wearing it.
I've got to have that.
Race.
Yeah.
No, I was actually looking for a dress for my daughter, an Indian, you know, that's beautifully brocaded. Mm. And then I saw this hanging there and I bought it.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. Great racing wear on Gold Cup Day.
Thank you. I've had so many compliments. I genuinely have.
Well, it's lovely. What about work-wise? What have you been up to?
Well, I just finished Christmas Carol and Rehab.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, I think.
That was it. We spoke to you about that in the West End with Misha Paris.
Yeah. Which, it was brilliant. Mm. I mean, it was so successful. Seriously, I'm just saying that. And Clive Black is producing it. He's been having a lot of meetings with ATG. It might tour. It might go into the Lowry.
Oh, nice.
Up in Manchester.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a big buzz about it, you know.
Yeah.
Good.
But I'm not doing anything until September. I'm taking time off.
Having a bit of a break?
Not really. I'm building a little pool at home.
Oh, nice.
But it's a plant-cleaned pool. It's a natural pool.
Oh, wow.
So I'm building that. That's what I'm doing.
How long have you lived in this part of the world?
20 years. Oh. And I don't regret one second.
Yeah.
Not one second.
Presumably you must be a West London boy originally, though.
No. My dad was Fulham. That's why I support Fulham. I'm Welsh.
You're Welsh, yeah.
In fact, I'm going to see us slaughtered by Italy tomorrow in Cardiff.
Are you?
Are you going to? It's been a tough, wooden spoon country, isn't it? Could
Listen,
be.
Everyone talks about transition, you know, fine. just have a look at England, what they've done. That's transition. Mm. I thought they were brilliant against Ireland. But it's about the Welsh Rugby Union, you know. It's about provinces in Wales. It's not good.
What about Gat then? What about the job he's doing?
Well, again, you know, he can only work with what he's stuck with. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So, I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it. Gatland ball is a bit boring. Mm. I'm sorry. And until we get some real flair players to change it, that's the way we're going to go.
It's kind of come into relief with the passing of JPR Williams.
Oh, my God.
You know, and there were so many videos. And
Barry John. When I was a kid, this is true. You know, this is going back when they used to play in mud. And when they used to stay on at half-time. Do you remember? They actually never went off at half-time.
They'd stay
on the pitch and someone would come out with a plate of oranges.
Yeah.
And they'd eat the oranges. You'd see steam coming off them. And then the referee would blow and they'd start again. It was incredible. Yeah, but in those days, whatever the score was, you knew Wales were going to win. Mm, even at half-time, 30 minutes to go, you thought, all right, well, here we go. And it happened. That's how good we were.
Yeah, they were.
It's a bit that kind of comparison with West Indies cricket. You wonder why that conveyor belt slows down and potentially stops.
That was because, like I know this, but I think it was the introduction of cable TV in Jamaica. And they started to pipe down basketball.
Basketball
became the number one sport for, you know, West Indian youth, cricket.
Well, first time I went to Barbados, I got in a cab and I said, I want to go and see the Oval. And he said, well, I've only ever been there once.
Isn't
he said, I'm not even a cricket fan, I like basketball.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
There you go.
What I was going to say. In the build-up, I think that you do in Scrooge, you did a bit of publicity. And there was a story about you... you were playing football in Wales. Your uncle, you went down injured.
Yes, my uncle Roy.
He said, run it off. But what had you done?
What I'd done is I'd done my cruciate ligament.
run it off.
But I'd done it in a cow hoof print.
Oh,
and
my
it
goodness.
Turned in that.
Oh, wow.
My Uncle Roy ran on. I went, I'm in pain, Uncle Roy. He went, no, you'll be all right. By the way, put the sponge on. He said, run it off, go on.
I did.
I stayed on for 10 minutes. This is true. And then I got on the bus to go home, and by the time I got home, I had to cut my trousers off.
Yeah, knees swollen.
It was out here.
I was saying that out there when we were watching the race. Your two teams meet tomorrow.
I think Fulham did all right against Wolves. They easily could have won that last week. They had a big win against Brighton.
That was a good win.
It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough game, I think.
They played some nice football, I think, this season.
Great midfield. Mm. Great midfield, but a bit short in the finishing area. You know, that's our problem. Because like you say, against Wolves, we created so much. We should have been 2-0 up at half-time, but it's the story of the season, to be honest with you.
As a Chelsea fan, I've been fascinated by William. He's playing some of the best football of his career.
Fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah, but as a Fulham
age.
Fan, I've been fascinated by Conor Gallagher.
Yeah.
What are they doing with him? Are they going to sell him?
Well, I don't know. It looks like it, doesn't it?
They might have to.
I mean, what a player.
They've got so many players they can sell before him, but I've got a feeling they're going to sell about £150 million worth of players and try and, like Fulham, Chelsea can't put the ball in the net, so they need a striker, and I think that's what they'll do. And if it means selling Gallagher to get Osimhen or Ivan Toney, you probably have to accept that. All the clubs at Newcastle are having... Newcastle could buy anybody they want, but because of the financial rules, they're having to sell Guimaraes, possibly, that was their best player. It's mad, really. Yeah. It's not really working, this.
So what do you reckon score tomorrow, Keith?
2-2.
It could well be a draw. I mean, I'm hoping we can...
We're good at home. We are good at home.
Yeah. Spurs have got a fantastic record against Fulham, though.
Yeah. I mean, we lost there in the cup. I went to that game in the League Cup, but that was a very different team from the one who'll play tomorrow. But we'll see.
Yeah, it was 1-0, wasn't it?
2-1.
We beat you, didn't we?
Yeah. No, not 2-1. It was 1-0. You went on penalties. Yeah, it was penalties. That's
it was.
Yeah. Well, it was a defeat. I remember that.
I mean, we've beaten Arsenal, Tottenham and Man United this season.
Yeah. They've done very well.
Chelsea. And we only lost 3-2 to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Chelsea have done the double over Fulham. I don't know what that says.
It says mid-table language.
You're right, Keith.
Well, Keith, lovely to see you as always.
Always.
Go and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Hopefully get a few winners. And
do you know what? I'm the worst. I've never won in my life.
Really?
Never. I put each way bets on favourites and they don't come in. And I'm not lying. That's absolutely true. Yeah.
Tremendous.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Enough! Stellar story! Could it be Harper? Break for Harry Redknapp, trying to lunge for the line. Here he comes. Is it heartbreak? Yes, it is, I think, because Stella Story, I think, has snatched it on the line as getting up, as running on empty, the front running, the jukebox man had nothing left in the tank.
and it is going to be a victory for Stella Story. The jukebox man had done absolutely everything, but the famous Cheltenham Hill, you have to get up it, but when you suddenly find the tank is empty, nothing left to give, and Stella Story snatches it. That the line wasn't going to come in time, and Stella Story under Sam Ewing has snatched the victory at 33-1. Poor old Harry.
One of the closest races of the week.
Yes.
And our assistant producer Rubin was on winning. Was
the jukebox man. Yes, it's a rites of passage moment. As much
there,
Rubin as your first winner, your first loser, especially in that fashion, you learn a lot from it. Yes. It's not all gravy.
I'm delighted.
Yes, Andy's Mr. Schadenfreude.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast
has managed to track down Alan Bernard Brazil. No-show on breakfast this morning.
Only about 8 hours too late.
He is on the track. He's been entertaining, dancing apparently. Charlie, let's cross to Charlie.
Hello, Andy. Hello, Paul. I walk round Cheltenham Festival, and all anyone ever asks me is, how's Alan? Where's Alan? How's Alan? Where's Alan? This morning we know that he missed the show. He missed the show. We've tracked him down. Alan Brazil. You've never looked better, Alan.
Really? What's your name, Roy Orbison? No, listen, I was just cream crackered, really, really tired. You might say I've overdone it, but we did come down Sunday.
Yeah.
I just do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There was some fancy odds with the bookies that I would miss Friday, so when you do your money in the first couple of days, you got to get it back. So I backed myself not to do the show today.
I'm no grass, Alan. I'm not here to I'm not here to get you grassed up and get you into any trouble at all. You know, management have made me come down. You know,
I heard them today slagging me off on the radio. Don't worry about that. And I thought Shaban done a great job as well. But no, it's great. It's just a long week now.
Yeah.
And I've got my 65th birthday coming up in June. We've got a big talk sport gathering in Suffolk, my local pub, for my birthday.
Oh, very nice.
It's sold out, 140 people, champagne breakfast during the show. So that could be a bit of fun. But I can't.
How are the knees? I know it was the knees that were playing up.
No, my left knee is really bad.
Okay.
Really bad. I'm not sure about the liver, but the left knee is really bad. But it's a tiring week.
Yeah.
But because you meet so many nice people, your voice goes a bit. And also, and I'm not making an excuse, last week my chest was going a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I felt a bit tired, so I knew of something coming. But there's always, when you meet the punters, try to get out of here.
Yeah.
It's takes you an hour and a half.
You're the king of Cheltenham, Alan.
No, but going out there, the people are so nice. And I don't care what Ray Giles say.
No.
The people who listen to TalkSport, it's amazing and how nice they are. So I had to come back here today. And I'm looking ahead to Sunday. I fly out to the French Alps.
Oh, beautiful.
I've got a nice week out there. But looking at me, you'll know I'm not skiing.
You're
I'm
not
lunching.
Skiing. Oh,
I'm lunching
at
a Whispering Angel table, yes.
Oh, very nice.
So I just get today done, and that's another.
It's a tough old life, Alan. It's a tough old life.
I am privileged, Charlie. I'm privileged. Never mind them two old monkeys in the studio, right? Never mind them two numpties. I am very, very privileged. I love Cheltenham.
It
is the best of the year. And Guinness. I never have Guinness until I come here.
No, and there we are.
But to have 50 pints in a week, it's a bit strong.
Yeah. Willie, what a week for Willie Mullins.
Willie Mullins,
brilliant. Do you know Willie? Do you know him?
He's a lovely, lovely man. I met him in the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe in Paris, and I had a little bit of lunch with him. He is a gentleman, a top guy. But I'm so pleased for Harry Redknapp. I'm so pleased for Fergie.
Yeah.
And I think JP McManus, who's also a listener, is going to have a big day today. So I don't know when this goes out. But JP Friday,
the Gold Cup.
JP's in for a big day, especially just after the Gold Cup.
Okay, there we are. Alan, thank you so much for joining us.
And say goodbye to them two numpties.
I will do. And thanks. I'm pleased you look well. I just saw you dancing on stage.
Well, you got to put a performance
in,
haven't
you? Here we are.
No, I'm fine, honestly.
He's alive, he's well. Look, here he is.
Oh yeah.
I'm not making excuses, but my chest, you know.
My knee.
A takeaway. Both me and Paddy looked at each other. He said, I'm having a little talk spot gathering, and I thought, well, we might get invited. He said, I've sold all the tickets.
For his birthday.
Yeah, he's selling tickets.
Who
for his
sells
birthday?
Tickets to a birthday party?
Jesus.
He said, I love Cheltenham so much, he's never done 4 days ever.
Oh, he's just,
it's a long week, Wednesday, Thursday.
He is an absolute one-off. Fantastic. Anyway, there we are. Alan cited and given us all of his reasons for not making...
I don't care what the Rangers... Yeah, the Rangers
I don't
are good.
Care.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, it was the 12th of March, 1924.
I remember
Red
it well.
Splash won the Gold Cup. The connections made £685. They'll make considerably more than that this time. And one of the few people who... commentated on that race and is still going strong now. Rupert Bell joins us alongside Lizzie Kelly. Rupert, what was it like? Red splash that day. I still think we've got your commentary on a wax cylinder somewhere.
Well, look at the plucky little red splash come to the final fence, and look at the people, and look at the happy people clapping the winner back in.
See, he's never forgotten
That's
it.
Really
he's never forgotten his win that day.
And the king is really delighted to be here in the Cotswolds.
Of course he is.
They're throwing their hats in the air.
Hats off to the Empire.
Yeah.
He's got right carried away.
Now, this is absolutely picture perfect. The sun's shining, centenary Gold Cup. Course looks beautiful,
packed house.
Couldn't be better.
Fabulous.
Yeah, you don't get this kind of build up on Five Live, do you? Yeah, there we go. But no, this is just what it's all about. A perfect settings, sun out, top horses. What more could you want?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Galopin de Champs is just tracking this one. The loose horse is preceding them. It's going to make it difficult for Paul Town, and he doesn't know where to go. The loose horse could be a defining factor in this centenary Gold Cup. L'Empress has it. Galopin de Champs. L'Empress still out in front. Jerry Colomb is not too far away, but they've got to get round the loose horse, who could be a problem for Galopin de Champs. They've got two to go now. Coming into the straight, L'Empress, Charlie Deutsch, Galopin de Champs comes to it. Got the loose horse on the outside. Galas Van der Schaar has swept through. The loose horse is still out in front. L'Empress a bit with pace. Running on his correct. Rambler is picking up from out of the pack. Coming to it. Galopin de Champs has the advantage. Correct Rambler is running on, but I don't think anything's going to get to Galopin de Champs. Still rumbling on is Gary Colomb with the loose horse weaving about in front of Galopin de Champs. Half a furlong to go. Well, he had a century of winners this season here at Cheltenham. Willie Mullins, a century of festival winners, and in this centenary Gold Cup, has secured victory.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The loose horse, Rupert and Lizzie, really added to the jeopardy, but I think you'd be gutted if you were on the loose horse because it was running very well.
I was on the loose horse, and I'm claiming that as a win. I don't care that the jockey wasn't. He finished first past.
So you're calling for a steward, are you, in the Gold Cup?
Yeah, definitely.
Andy Jacobs from Chiswick. No, it was... Yeah. You were saying that there...
It was a good race, actually.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie has rejoined us.
Hello.
Alan, you said Alan was...
I love it when he called you Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Yes. Who it's wasn't also, blind? Roy Orbison
exactly.
Wasn't blind.
People just think, wore sunglasses.
People think because he wore sunglasses, yeah. Roy was blind.
You know when they catch the people who are sort of claiming benefits?
Yeah.
And then they see them like... Wasn't there one recently who won a... throwing a Christmas tree competition
in
Canada, something like that. It felt like that bill about walking in on Alan.
Yeah, but Alan's not doing a sort of fake limp or anything.
No, but he was doing his after dinner. He was dancing. He was doing all the jokes. I thought
almost like there's nothing wrong with him. It's amazing, isn't it?
Who could have believed that?
There we are. There we are. Obviously, Alan's brilliant on the breakfast show, isn't he? And if he needs to drink 15 pints of Guinness to get through the rest of the day and the rest of the week, that's up to him.
Yes,
well,
indeed.
That's true, yes. Not everybody.
So, Charlie, just time.
Should have seen social media.
It's been Gold Cup day.
Yes.
And like yesterday, we had it was an abomination, let's be honest. A tricky edit. Danny Boy, it was kind of Paddy's Thursday yesterday.
I'm going to just say, it wasn't a tricky edit. All you had to do was look at the lyrics of Danny Boy and then put
them in order. So
it
didn't quite work out. We thought we'd have another go, but in the end, you just found a bunch of drunk blokes who sang Gold by Spandau Ballet.
Why not?
Should we go out on a high and bring people
out? Like to hear that.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Gang of drunk blokes singing Gold.
Always believe it. Go, go, go. Always believe in your soul.
So, Charlie,
yes,
I think the time has almost come. Thank you so much for your efforts.
Great effort, do you know Charlie. What? It is an absolute joy working next to you two on this event, especially. You're brilliant every day anyway. And I know everybody absolutely loves this show. But watching you two on this particular week, when it's you're not in particularly the most palatial place, but it's absolutely second to none. You're absolutely brilliant on the show.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. That was Cheltenham, another... a wrap, I think they call it, yes. Hopefully we'll do it all again next year, but who knows? We'll catch up with you on Monday, back to the London studio, so do hope you can join us then. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.